Have you ever heard of the Vagina Monologues? It's a play, and I fucking hated it. I don't even know if I'd like call it a play. It was like a fucking, like there was no plot. Like there was no characters. It was just like a bunch of people reading from a fucking script. My name is Chris Johnson. You might be wondering, how the fuck did you end up at a fucking production of the Vagina Monologues? Well, I will tell you. When I was in college, there was a whole bunch of like plays and shit. There was a girl, when I was an RA, there was a girl who was in the fucking play. And I remember her talking to me about it. She's like, I'm gonna be in the fucking Vagina Monologues. I don't know what the fuck that is. And she's like, you should come to the play. I don't wanna go to this fucking play. I don't give a shit that you're in the fucking play. Like, I think she was excited about it and she wanted to get people to go to her fucking play and see her performance. I just didn't wanna fucking do it. I didn't give a shit. So I probably made up an excuse like, I can't go, I'm working. You know, the equivalent of like, I can't go on a date with you, I'm washing my hair. Probably like really transparent, really fucking shitty. So then I thought like, okay, it's done. I don't have to fucking think about the stupid play anymore. I don't have to think of any more fucking excuses. I'm fucking done with it. So then I'm working the next day. And like, I was working with this dude, Vermont. And this motherfucker, like, he was obsessed with that fucking play. He's like, hey man, did you see that they're doing a production of the Vagina Monologues? I think we should go to it. I just kind of want to see what it's all about. Bro, I'm not going to that fucking play with you. Kiss my fucking ass. So then he went and he asked my girlfriend if she wanted to go. I didn't know this was going on. I didn't know it was fucking happening. And all of a sudden, like, my girlfriend comes around the corner. She's like, hey, we're going to go see the fucking Vagina Monologues on Sunday. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? She's like, well, Vermont asked me to go. God damn it. It's like the fucking parent tells the kid, no, he can't have any fucking candy. And then they goes and asks the other fucking parent. And they give him fucking candy. Like, you rat bastard piece of shit. Now I'm stuck going to this fucking show? God fucking damn it. So I did what any scumbag would do. I went and I found the girl that was going to be in the play. And I was like, hey, I'm going to your fucking performance. I got to make myself look good. I'm pumping myself up like, oh, I'm going to go fucking see. I'm fucking really jacked up about it. Now, I didn't know what the fuck I was getting into. I knew it was like a feminist play. And I'm behind that. I'm behind fucking feminist causes. I'm not one of these dumb macho motherfuckers who fucking hates all that shit. Shit's all over it. I believe in fucking equality. So I'm like, hey, maybe it's not going to be so bad. Maybe it's going to be fine. And maybe it's going to be about something cool. I went to see some other shitty play in college and I remember being pretty good. It was like a musical. I don't know how the fuck I ended up there either. But I remember going and I remember thinking like, God damn, that's pretty fucking good. Although there was one scene where they were like, everybody was like pretending to be a tree. I don't know what the fuck that was about. Get some fucking tree props. I don't need fucking guys standing there like with their fucking hands out, like rocking back and forth like the wind is blowing. It's dumb bullshit. I don't want to fucking see that shit. But at that play, it was an actual fucking play. These motherfuckers memorized their lines and they're fucking performing the song and dance on stage. It was good. But the Vagina Monologues was not like that. It was like a series of essays that like women wrote about whatever the fuck. Christ almighty, like I don't even know how fucking deep I want to get into this because it was some pretty heavy shit about fucking like rape and Jesus Christ. But here's the fucking problem. It sucked. And everybody was just like reading the scripts like on stage. Like, shouldn't you have to memorize your fucking lines? Like, motherfucker, I could go up on stage and read a fucking script. I mean, I don't have a vagina, so I don't think I can take part in the fucking monologues, but I just think it's kind of a strange thing to just read from the goddamn script. And it was a Sunday when we went, because, like, we worked Friday and Saturday, and, like, Sunday was the last performance. So it was all, like, fucking giddy and goofy. There was a lot of fucking chuckles from the crowd. Like, I don't know what the fuck was funny. Like, I'm looking around, I'm like, is this supposed to be fucking funny? And I was so fucking pissed the whole fucking performance. I kept looking at Vermont. I'm like, you son of a bitch. You enjoying the show, asshole? Fucking drag us to this shit? So I'm thinking, like, maybe I'm just a dude. Maybe I'm just a dumb guy. I don't know what the fuck is happening. I mean, that's plausible, right? Maybe I'm just not the target audience. So, like, afterwards, I was talking to the girlfriend. I'm like, what did you think about that? Did you enjoy that? And she fucking hated it more than I did. She was like fucking offended by how much she fucking hated it. She's like, what the fuck was that? We never let Vermont live that down. Like, why did you invite us to this pile of shit? I didn't tell the woman who was performing in it that I thought the play sucked. I was like, hey, your part was good. She's like, oh yeah, you saw the best performance. Like, we really let loose that day. Fuck, I'm glad I saw that day and not the other days. If I thought that sucked, I probably would have wanted to put a fucking bullet in my head on fucking Saturday night. Went to that fucking performance. That girl too, she did this thing about like her short skirt or whatever the fuck. I don't know what the fuck it is. But anyway, she was kind of fucked up. And one day, I was going to one of the dining halls and Skirt was there. And I'm there with my fucking girlfriend. I don't remember what the fuck we were doing. And my girlfriend made like a joke that she was fat. I don't even remember the fucking context. They were going back and forth about something. It fit in the course of conversation. She didn't just walk up to this girl and be like, Skirt, you're a fat fuck. It fit because I remember people laughing at the joke. So it must have made sense. And I didn't make the fucking joke. So like, you know, I'm off the fucking hook. I'm not the fucking asshole making a fucking joke about a woman looking fat. A fucking another woman is making a joke about a woman being fat. And the woman wasn't fat. She was like a normal fucking size. That's probably why it was fucking funny. It was absurd. And I remember Skirt got like really offended about that. She like came to me later on. She's like, I did not like the fact that your girlfriend called me fat. I was like, well, number one, she was joking. Number two, what the fuck are you telling me for? I don't give a shit. Like, I'm not my girlfriend. So many times in my life, my girlfriend and then wife and now ex-wife would fucking stir shit up and piss people off. And then I had to fucking deal with it. Like, everybody came to me afterwards. Nobody, like, went to her and be like, dude, I thought it was really uncool what you said. They'd come to me and they'd be like, dude, I really fucking hated what she said. I didn't fucking say it. I don't give a shit. What do you want me to do about it? You want me to go fucking talk to her? She's not gonna give a shit about that. Now I'm pissed off. Don't bring me in the middle of it. Listen, I don't give a fuck. In almost every scenario, I don't care what she said or did. I mean, there's some exceptions, and there probably would be some exceptions depending on how far she went. But like, if a joke didn't land, I don't give a shit that a fucking joke didn't land. Fuck off. Now, not only did I have to see a fucking terrible goddamn show, I had to fucking be in the middle of this shit. Anyway, I don't recommend Vagina Monologues. I thought it was a fucking pile of shit. But I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays as new podcast episodes come out. Podbean's the host of the cast. Every episode's there, all 500 plus. Actually, almost 600 now. Hot shit. I'm also on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify, Pandora, iHeart, wherever the fuck you want to get it. I'm on Twitter at JohnsonHU. I'm on Facebook. Podcast will be right in my timeline for you. Also, Instagram at maybe 5 minutes.